fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 15th day of August, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. Here it is. I want to encourage all of you to lay in supplies for those folks you expect to show up at your retreat. That's going to vary from person to person. People that you can't turn away, your adult children and grandchildren come to mind as people you can't turn away and maybe aren't getting prepared, may want to and can't afford to, or they just haven't thought about it. So your proper tip of the day is to make sure you got enough supplies to have those guests that will show up that you can't turn away. That's your proper tip of the day. We're going to have open lines this first hour. Second hour, we'll have Leon Green talk about doTERRA essential oils with Leon. This coming Saturday, the 19th of August, I will be speaking at the Stone Fort, Illinois Community Center at 6 p.m. Admission will be $10. Look forward to seeing a lot of you there. And I know we've got one gentleman coming from Paducah, Kentucky, for this presentation. It'll be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. I got a note from my engineer that he had a question yesterday during the day by email asking me to discuss about medical supplies. And so we'll have a discussion on that here this first hour on Tuesday, the 15th day of August. There's going to be a lot to this. First of all, the people that will be with you, do any of them have any chronic situation that needs to be dealt with, requiring either medication or an electrical machine, maybe an oxygen concentrator, for example? You need to make sure that those needs are met. And if there's a machine required to keep these people alive, that you not only have the machine, but you also have a way to create the electricity to run it, and that both the electrical generating situation and the machine itself are protected from EMP. That's a lot. I know it is, but that's what needs to happen. As I've said frequently, anybody who needs a prescription pharmaceutical product to stay alive, if they don't find a substitute, they'll be dead in 4 to 6 weeks. That's an awful lot of Americans, by the way. Essential oils could be substituted for many of these prescription products. Possibly not all, but many. That needs to be looked into. In my opinion, every adult in a group, and I say adult in this case, we're meaning age 12 and older, should have first aid training and CPR both. A 12-year-old can easily take that class. When my daughter was 12, she took Red Cross first aid training with me. There was a written test, and she scored higher than some of the adults who were there taking that class. So that's real basic. Ideally, one or more of the people in your group would have more advanced training, possibly paramedic training. Missouri, to become a paramedic, I got that backwards, EMT training, emergency medical technician. In Missouri, to become an EMT, you need one semester of college training to get that certification. The paramedic training requires three additional semesters of college training to get that certification as a paramedic. So your group, whether it's two people or four or 500, you should have a number of people with advanced first aid, either EMT or paramedic training. Obviously, a medical doctor would be great, but there's not that many medical doctors around. Dental comes into this. If your group doesn't have a dentist or a dental hygienist would be helpful. You would be well advised to have access to one. In the meantime, at my website, I'm going to talk about some of the things I offer here. At thelibertyman.com, under John's Survival and Tactical Gear, you'll find a number of items you can purchase that would help with dental emergencies. We have not categorized this list yet, so it's just a matter of scrolling down till you get to what you're looking for. And I have 6 different options on first aid kits, from very extensive that a EMT would carry to a very compact one that you would put in your backpack. These large kits are quite comprehensive. And what I would do would be, after I took delivery of the kit, I would go through the kit and buy bulk quantities of the things that are in there. Frequently, when it comes to bandages and different things of that nature, you can get a discount if you buy things and buy the case at a time. We have a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. Thank you. I've been picking up shoes, as you mentioned. I'm up to about 50 pair now. I get them for a dollar a piece down at the dump. They have a little store down there.
All right, good.
Yeah, so thank you for that. One thing I've been meaning to mention is, in general, just backpacks in general, if you can pick them up cheaply. A lot of these kids' packs are, some of them are pretty well made, and some are quite sizable. So if you could get those picked up cheap, I think backpacks would be very important.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And that's all I had, but thank you.
Okay. Well, then.
All right.
Dan, thank you. We appreciate the call in Hawaii, where it's still the middle of the night.
It is.
You're a night owl, right?
I am. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. These, when I was a youngster, nobody carried a backpack. What we had then were elastic cords with a metal clip. That you could clip your books together. It made them a little bit easier to carry in one hand, but nobody had a backpack. That all began, I guess, in the probably mid to late 70s, somewhere in there. Not that I was keeping track of it particularly. And Dan's right. A backpack is a great way to carry items. If you're going to be looking at thrift stores, check the quality of the backpack, the weight of the material, the stitching, straps, to make sure the straps are padded. Personally, I like the military issue Alice backpack. It's not current issue, but when it was current issue, we thought we were just in hog heaven with the Alice backpack, which is a good backpack. The aluminum frame that it comes with really makes it a great combination. They only come in two sizes, medium and large. I'm a pretty good sized guy and pretty strong. The medium will carry more stuff than I want to carry as far as weight and bulk. The large is huge, and you can really pack a lot of stuff in there. Getting back to the medical supply end of this thing, the first aid training is not optional. The CPR training is not optional. And yet you need supplies, medical, emergency medical equipment equal to your skill level. It would be a shame to have skills and not have the equipment equal to your skill level. And it can be dangerous, possibly even life-threatening, to attempt to use medical equipment you're not qualified to use. So there's both ends of the spectrum there. Let's see, I'm just looking at these photos here. It's hard to tell which one is the largest and has the most equipment in it. We got the Lightning X Jumbo Medic First Responder EMT Kit, Dixie Gear First Responder Fully Stocked Trauma, and let's see, Lightning X Deluxe Stocked Large EMT First Aid Trauma Bag, and the Elite First Aid Fully Stocked Government Issue Medic Kit Bag. That might be the largest one there. I don't know. You have to look them over and see which one fits your needs the best. I drive a lot. I've driven more than 1,000,000 miles. I've come across some pretty serious accidents. And I end up being a first responder at some of these accidents. I recall one on Interstate 44. The whole highway was shut down, and people were laying on the pavement over about a 100-foot stretch. I was on the outer road. I knew about the accident, and I'd already was on the outer road. I slowed down as I was approaching it, and I saw that everybody, all the injured parties, were being attended to by first responders on the scene. It was a mix of civilians, and the fire department hadn't quite got there yet. Typically what you see in that kind of accident, you'll have nurses, doctors, off-duty firemen, off-duty paramedics that just happen to be on the highway, you know, busy highway like Interstate 44 in the middle of the day. There's going to be people like that. But if you got the kit with you and you need to respond, well, you've got a better chance of saving a life. If you've got that training and have the kit with you, I always have my kit in the car with me. I would not want to have the responsibility of standing there watching somebody bleed out because I neglected to bring my kit with me. That's my choice. A lot of what goes into health and medical supplies, you may not think of health as medical supplies, but sanitation, for example, you have to have clean water for cooking and drinking, obviously, bathing. That means ideally a way to heat the water up, having plenty of soap, having a way to launder clothes. The clothes have to be cleaned. There's a lot to this. It wasn't so long ago, and I recall both my grandmothers. My city grandmother had a Maytag wringer washer. My country grandmother had a steel tub and a washboard. That's how they did laundry. Typically, better part of a day, one day a week. My grandmother was only doing laundry for herself, and my grandmother was only doing laundry for herself. She was a widow, until she remarried when I was about 10 years old or so. Going back to a washboard, if you have to, if that's all you got, obviously that's what you do. A Ringer washer, I've mentioned this a number of times, and this all plays into health, by the way, health and hygiene. Having clean clothes is not optional. It really isn't. Now, these guys may hang out at deer camp for a week with the same clothes and smell to high heaven when they get home. But long term, you have to have clean clothes. Now, a modern washing machine requires not only electricity, but hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure. That's what they need. A Maytag ring washer, I use Maytag as a generic term. There were other manufacturers of them. There's no place to hook up hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure with a Maytag ring washer. That connection doesn't exist. They do require electricity, except some of the antiques that had a little one-cylinder gasoline engine. It's a lot easier to make enough electricity to operate that Maytag ring washer than it is to have hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure. It's far, far easier. In fact, Maytag ring washers can be reconfigured to run on a bicycle. And there's plans on YouTube that can show you how to do that, by the way. There's hundreds of thousands of Maytag ring washers were manufactured in this country for decades. The 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and into the 70s. You can find them in yard sales, Craigslist, flea markets. People can hardly give these things away. Nobody wants them. You can get one in perfect working condition, anywhere from $25 to $50. In perfect working condition. Looks like it just was just purchased because they were taken care of so well. They're in people's garages, barns, basements, laundry rooms, sitting off to the side. Just waiting for somebody to repurpose them. Now, I would get a maintenance manual to go with it, make sure that it's in good working order. We moved one a few years ago and got turned on its side, and all the oil, the transmission oil, leaked out of it. So make sure before you turn on that it has transmission oil. Otherwise, you'll burn it up. You may get maybe several for the community to use. That's what we're doing here in our community. We're acquiring Maytag Ringer washers so that the laundry can be done. We'll be setting up a building for that purpose, where the families can do their laundry, and it would be a huge community service in any community to be able to do laundry. I've talked to some of the officials in my community about this, and they agree that in a long-term crisis, having a place where families could do their laundry would be a huge, huge help for the whole community. So think about that. Think about that. In fact, it's a stimulating thought on my part. I'll be talking to my brother who runs a recycle center about Maytag ring washers. It seems like we've talked about that before, but it's been a while. Need to get caught up on that again. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. What Dan was talking about, I've mentioned on this show before, at these thrift shops run by charities, you can get shoes for anywhere from 50 cents to $1 a pair. Now, that 50 pair he got cost him $50. 50 pair I bought cost me $25. How about that? Men, women, boys, girls. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Brain Mag is an amazing nutraceutical technology that crosses the blood-brain barrier because it is a magnesium L-threonate and magnesium malate and glycinate. Magnesium L-threonate, when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, protects the brain from oxidative stress, and in knockout mice was able to protect against memory loss and Alzheimer's. It dramatically increases cognitive health, improves sleep quality, stabilizes the mood, and works wonderfully with calm mind as a combination drink supplement. Order NutraMedical's Brain Mag at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. This is the best nutraceutical for calming your brain, protecting memory and brain function, and prevention of Alzheimer's.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 15th of August. I was looking at these selections I've got here from Amazon at my website under John Survival and Tactical Gear. One of them is no longer available. The one that is, it's very large, is the Lightning X Jumbo Medic First Aid Responder EMT Trauma Bag. It's a good size bag and fully stocked. I guess they have the inventory here. Yeah, they do have the inventory. It's huge. That would be a good choice. Check that out. Check that out. Here's another one. I'm going to get this one listed. This one comes with a little two-wheel cart. That's pretty neat. See if we can get this to Tim Spencer and get it listed. Very comprehensive one. In Special Forces, we always have a medic on the A-team. And Special Forces medic, by the time they graduate from that training, they're, in my opinion, they're better to have out in the field than a medical doctor. Seriously. My friend Dr. Caudle, he's been an emergency room doctor for more than 20 years, and he's very, very good at what he does on one hand. On the other, his environment is a sterile, well-equipped, beautiful environment of a modern American medical emergency room in a hospital. That's his environment. That's what he's used to. Special forces medics, on the other hand, are trying to save lives out in the bush without all the beautiful modern equipment that Dr. Caudle has access to. That's why I hold them in such high regard. And yes, they can deliver babies and do doctor stuff. It's not just treating injuries and wounds. A special forces medic is highly, highly qualified. If you can get one on your team, you've got pure gold, seriously. If you can get a former special forces medic on your team, that's pure gold. That's the gold standard as far as I'm concerned. And they're going to, you know, obviously the more equipment they have, the nicer environment, the better they can do. Having a nice, clean, sterile environment, of course that's better. You don't always get that choice. You're on the side of a road with dealing with an automobile accident, it's obviously not going to be sterile and clean. It's going to be whatever it is. And it takes training to really have a good starting point to deal with trauma. Red Cross first aid is very, very cursory, in my opinion. We're scheduling another first aid class for my group in September. I believe Saturday? I think it's there's five Saturdays in September. I think it's the fourth Saturday of September. We're working to get an instructor right now. It may be a local nurse practitioner. It might be Dr. Caudle. Maybe one of the local paramedics. We'll see. We got several people to choose from. We're actually ramping up and having more first aid training. As one of my people in our group said recently, John, there's no such thing as too much first aid training. And I thought about that, and I absolutely agree. It's a very true statement. There's no such thing as too much first aid training. One of the things we also do in Special Forces is cross-train each other. We do that routinely on our own. The Army doesn't even need to ask us or tell us to do so. We do it on our own. The medic teaches the guys. The heavy weapons guy, weapons specialist, they teach the guys. The light weapons guys, they teach. My specialty in intelligence, I teach the guys. We all teach each other, cross-train, so that we all have more skills and can step in when we need to. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we are back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 15th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. That's what everybody tells me. John, you got a lot of stuff at your website. And I do. I do. Our project has our project of locating and finding images of continents with new coastlines, movies, TV shows, books, magazines. The most recent one, it was just a broadcast a week ago today. A week ago today, August the 8th. There was a TV series, investigation discovery series. It's about the FBI trying to track down the Unabomber. And we've got three images from that TV show broadcast a week ago today. It's the Navy map. The scene is the room where the FBI agents are doing their and conducting their investigation and strategizing and researching and so forth. The map of North America is on the wall, right in the middle of the room, in the middle of the screen, I should say, the TV screen. There's images 18, 19, and 20. Image 20 is the largest one. It takes up about a third of the screen. It is clearly the Navy map, in full color, by the way. If you find one yourself, a movie or TV show or magazine, get that to us. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my five DVDs. And the list just keeps growing. We range from a week ago to 65 years ago. So, Look Magazine, July 1952, 65 years ago. I have every confidence it will continue to grow and double or triple. Also, on my website, of course, you'll find the Energy Cleaner. I talk about the Energy Cleaner for about 3 or 4 minutes every hour. It's my home business. When you order an Energy Cleaner, I process the order. When you order a mattress pad, I'm the guy that reconfigures the mattress pad to make it compatible with the Energy Cleaner. I box them up. I ship them from the post office in Cherryville, Missouri. I do that all myself. And I use mine every night. I've been a regular user of the Energy Cleaner for more than 8 years. It's helped me achieve my goals of health and energy and wellness, and it can probably help you also. If you have issues with pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, it will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep, it'll probably help. Only $285 shipping included. Keep this in mind. I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. I do. Doesn't work, box it up, ship it back, I refund your money. So check out the Energy Cleaner at my website, the factory-made fitted mattress pads. You can make your purchase using PayPal at my website. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say it again, 800-592-9543. One of the things our Special Forces medics always told us in Special Forces is he needs to be notified. It's not optional. The smallest injury to a foot or a hand or an arm or a cheek or a leg, it doesn't matter. He needs to be notified of the smallest injury. Now, otherwise, it's the nature of men, especially more so than women, to ignore a small cut, a blister on a foot, whatever it might be. That's it. Men, many men, possibly most men, most of the time, do that. Well, that's okay in a non-critical, non-tactical environment. If you end up with a small infection or can't walk as fast as you normally would because you got that blister, it's not a big deal. But in a tactical environment, there's a saying that's very true. You can go no faster than your slowest man, and you can't. You can move no faster than your slowest man. So if one man slows down, everybody slows down. We're not going to leave him behind. That's not going to happen. So it's not optional. Now, ideally, with your group, or you could be a family group or a church group, whatever it is, your preparedness group, one person will be in charge of first aid and medical matters. And I feel you should probably have the same protocols that the person in charge of first aid, the person in charge of making sure medical things are dealt with, at the smallest injury needs to be looked at and reviewed by that person. Seriously, that's what needs to happen. Failure to do so can lead to unintended consequences. I've had blood poisoning twice, once when I was in junior high school, another time when I was in the Army. It's pretty scary. First time was my left foot, and I saw that red streak coming up my leg. I knew I was in trouble. In the Army, I had a blister that got infected, and I saw that red streak coming up my arm. I knew I was in trouble. And it was, I believe, it was several days in the hospital for both incidents. And a round of antibiotics and hospital care and so forth to deal with that. So it's serious stuff. It really is. It can kill you. I had a regular caller here, a regular guest, I should say, from Canada. He was a great guy. Was, past tense, a great guy. And he died from an abscess tooth. And from the Canadian healthcare system. He died. I don't know if his widow still listens or not. We talked very rarely. So here we have a great guy, otherwise healthy man, who got an infected tooth, abscess tooth, and died because of it. What a tragedy. In the 21st century, that should not be happening. But it can and it will. So there's a lot to this, staying healthy. When I was in Prague 3 weeks ago, I've said this several times, 90%, 9 out of 10 men and women were height-weight proportionate. The 10% who weren't had maybe a bit of a gut, but not the morbidly obese. Morbidly obese has a very specific definition, by the way. If you're 100 pounds or more overweight, you're considered morbidly obese. I didn't see anybody like that in Prague, or even close. I would say maybe that 10% may be carrying 20, 25 pounds extra weight around. That's what I was saying. Height-weight proportionate people. Most European countries, I don't know about Czech Republic, have banned GMO foods. Good for them. The bottled water I saw over there was in glass bottles, not plastic. I don't know what they do about vaccinations one way or the other. I don't have any knowledge of that. But these were, these people appear to be healthy and fit on the whole compared to what we see here in America. I subscribe to the local newspaper. I see the photographs of youngsters in grade school and high school, and I look at them and I think, that's our future. That's our future. We've got young children who are already packing on the pounds. And I don't blame the children at all. I blame the parents who don't know any better. The processed food that people eat, that's what's doing it. Yesterday, I was at the supermarket. I wanted to get a bottle of barbecue sauce, and it says Ring labels, and I found a locally made bottle that had no high fructose corn syrup, which all the others did that I looked at. It was twice as expensive as the other stuff. So I was at the checkout counter, and I'm on a first-name basis with the store manager. He may be listening. And we had a short discussion about this particular barbecue sauce that the distributor had set up a demonstration in a store to demonstrate how tasty it was. And he says, John, people won't spend the money here. They simply won't do it to get the good barbecue sauce as opposed to the high fructose corn syrup barbecue sauce. And I understand having to pay attention to the price of things. That's understandable. On one hand. On the other, these decisions people make all have consequences. I know for a fact, because I've been in hundreds of homes the past 40 years as an investigator, that people buy lower quality food in order to have the money to pay for their alcohol habit, their tobacco habit, and cable TV. You look at a family that's getting by, just barely getting by, marginally, economically, money-wise. You look at the amount of money that's spent on alcohol habits, tobacco habits, and cable TV. That would make a huge difference. And as my friend's Command Sergeant Major Dan Page said, he spent many years in third world countries all over the planet. He says, John, Americans can't tell the difference between wants and needs. Alcohol, tobacco, and cable TV is a want. Food is a need. Rent and utilities are a need. I had a real estate investment business back in the early 80s, 57 rental units. The majority of them were low-income people, not all of them, but the majority of them were. And I would have people be a week or two late on their rent, and I'm in their home talking to them, and I know that there's a refrigerator full of beer, cartons of cigarettes on the table, and the cable TV is blasting in the background. Here I was, the young investor with all these rental units, and I didn't have cable TV. But everyone, and without exception, every one of my tenants who was on welfare had cable TV, without exception. That's the American way, isn't it? We're digressing from medical and so forth, and sanitation. Clean water and lack of clean water is what kills more people on this planet every day than anything else, especially children under five in third world countries. Lack of clean water. Dysentery, diarrhea, death. That's what follows. If you don't have access to clean water. A friend of mine was on a militia training operation with a young man who neglected to bring water with him. He decided to drink out of a creek despite being told he shouldn't do that. Well, he ended up sick for 3 to 4 days, drinking water out of a creek. Thirst will make you do things that you would never think of otherwise. I read the account from the general in charge of Corregidor, and where they had Bataan Death March and so forth, surrendering to the Japanese. Men were so thirsty on that march that they fell out of formation in the march to drink water out of a puddle, and were bayoneted to death because of it. Anyone who fell out of formation would be bayoneted and murdered by the Japanese soldiers. That's what thirst will do to you. It's no small thing. Most Americans could go for a number of days without food, but a third day without water, you're going to be hurting pretty bad. There may or may not be a fourth day. Dehydration will kill you. No two ways about it. No ifs, ands, or buts. Dehydration will kill you. And most Americans, most of the time, in a normal state, are dehydrated. You need to learn to pinch test. That's one of the first things when the paramedics respond to somebody's home. Well, except for extreme trauma, they do the pinch test. That's where you pinch the back of the person's hand, pinch up the skin, and release it. If the skin goes back flat immediately, they're not dehydrated. If you release the pinched skin and it stays pinched, then they are dehydrated. My wife, Dr. Moore, had a patient just back in the 80s who took great pride in quote-unquote saying she never drank water. And how crazy is that? Our body is mostly water. And you lose a lot of water naturally through evaporation and urinating, of course. That all needs to be replaced and replenished with water. Not with soft drinks, not with Gatorade, not with coffee, but with water. I put a quarter teaspoon of Himalayan sea salt in my water. It helps with the electrolytes. In fact, I just thought I haven't done that yet this morning. I need to put the Himalayan sea salt. It doesn't taste salty, by the way. A quarter teaspoon of pink Himalayan sea salt in a quarter of water. It doesn't give it a salty taste. I describe it as smoothing out the water, but it does not taste salty. And it will help replace your electrolytes, especially in hot weather where you're sweating a lot. I do offer Professor McCanny's water filters for sale on my website. There they are on the left side, right below the spinning globe. He has his own proprietary water filters that he manufactures and sells. They're wonderful. I still offer the Berkeys. I haven't pulled them off my website yet. Berkey's been around for more than a century. They do a good job. And be sure you have, you know, think outside the box as far as most civilians are concerned. Now, Professor McCanny's water filters here, let's click on them. Those are, I regard those as base camp filters, which you would have in a static situation in your base camp. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 15th of August. I was looking at Professor McCanny's water filters here. He's got the basically the big base camp stainless steel filters and also a 1 liter or 2 liter personal travel sports water filter package. Those are good options. If you need a more of a tactical type water filter, at my website under John Survival and Tactical Gear, there's the Katahdin. They're made in Europe. The Katahdin water filters, which that's what we would use in special forces when we're out in the bush and need something really compact with very high quality. Not optional. it's having potable water, I've heard it pronounced both ways, potable water, is not optional. You have to have it. Another good thing, and I've mentioned this before, is salt. The salt may be, if you live more than 80 to 100 miles from an ocean, the ideal long-term storage barter item, because human beings, listen carefully, human beings cannot live without salt. And if people in a grid-down situation, 80 to 100 miles from an ocean, getting access to salt is going to be difficult and expensive. Right now, salt is cheap. You can buy it in 20, 25-pound bags for just a few dollars. Iodized table salt is great. If you want to get the good stuff, get the Himalayan pink sea salt. I've got both. I've got 50 pounds of the sea salt for my family, and about a quarter ton or more of the iodized table salt for barter. So right now it's cheap. Cold doesn't bother it. Heat doesn't bother it. Bugs won't bother it. Thieves don't want to steal it. It may be the ideal barter item to stock up on cheaply now and have it for the future if and when you ever need it. Just keep it in a cool, dry place, and it will last indefinitely. I go out into the field. I always carry water with me, obviously. Typically, I'll carry 2 1-quart canteens and a 5-quart collapsible canteen. I believe, I'm pretty sure I have those on my website under John's Survival and Tactical Gear. That 5-quart bladder canteen is really handy. It's a canteen. It's also great for a pillow. And you can pour out the water, blow it up with air, and use it to get across a creek or a stream. It's just too deep to wade across. So it's a multi-purpose piece of equipment. And I've got enough of them for everybody on my team to have one. That's how much I think of them. The ones that have been coming in from Korea for 20-plus years are mil-spec. They're real good quality. So not an issue with that. And you want to store your canteens with the lid off, by the way, so mold won't grow in there. You never store your canteen with a lid on it. Always store with the lid out, lid off, and then when it comes time to use it, rinse it out, make sure there's no bugs making a home in there. Rinse it out good, and you're good to go. Here's our break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.